Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We found that 56% of those have had credit card debt for at least a year, 37% for at least 2 years. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, credit card debt is easy to get into and hard to get out of.
What did you find with different age groups?
We found that it's Gen Xers and millennials who are the most likely to be carrying credit card debt. About two-thirds of cardholders in those age groups are carrying debt each month. 57% of baby boomers are doing so. It does seem like those child-rearing years are among the most expensive, and that's why people in their 20s, 30s, 40s tend to be dealing with more credit card debt than older adults.
And what are some of the things that are putting them into debt?
Typically, it's everyday kind of stuff. Medical bills, car repairs, home repairs, other day-to-day expenses. All told, more than 60% of cardholders told us that it was one of those necessary expenses that put them into credit card debt. And that's something that I really empathize with, and I think it's important to debunk this stereotype that, oh, if you have credit card debt, it must be because you overspent on vacation or you bought too many electronics or shoes or something. No, for most people, it's really everyday regular expenses. What's surprising to me is that this was conducted amidst a 10-year economic expansion, and unemployment was at a 50-year low, and yet so many people were still dealing with debt. I think it goes to show that, you know, not everybody has advanced in the same way during the economic recovery, and I think that it highlights all the more that right now, as things have shifted on a dime and so many people, unfortunately, are out of work and dealing with a lot of financial uncertainty given this coronavirus situation, I think it just goes to show how important it is that so many banks are offering help. You know, a lot of banks are letting you skip a payment, sometimes even without interest, or waiving other fees. There's been similar moves among landlords and mortgage companies, and you know, there's a lot of people who need help. I think the government stimulus checks will help with that, but it just goes to show that a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have a lot of wiggle room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.